You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
We're back, second hour, a lot to do and plenty of time to do it. And your phone calls continue in here in a minute. Charles Barkley was on the Great Dane podcast with Morton Anderson, and he was asked about Auburn, especially the firing recently of Gus Malzahn.
But the problem we got at Auburn is we got an inferiority complex. Hey, Alabama's Alabama. We're never going to be Alabama. They've won 19 championships. We've won two in 50 years. We won one in the 50s, and we won one with Cam Newton. They've won 22. This man has won like six in the last 10 years. You don't compare yourself to other people. If you live your life comparing yourself to other people, you're going to go freaking nuts. And Auburn, we need to make a decision like, hey, just shine when it's our time to shine. Don't go around living your life trying to compare yourself to what's going on over across the state. They got the GOAT over there.
And you can hear the whole interview with Charles on the Great Dane podcast on Apple and Spotify. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And let's check in with Josh, who is in Georgia. Hey, Josh, let me hold a second. I just hung up on Josh. Sorry about that. How about Jared up next? Hey, Jared, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are well. Thank you.
Just want to give a shout out to the Arkansas Razorback for my daddy, but I had a couple other questions for you. The Ricky guy, is his name Ricky or Dickie or whatever it was? Like his last name was Sweeney? The Clemson guy?
Dabo Sweeney.
I know, but what was the guy they called in?
Oh, Mitch. Like Mitch. Mitch in South Carolina.
Mitch. That guy, you need to give that guy breathalyzer next time you take his call. What happened to Jim from Tuscaloosa? I don't get to listen to the show very much, but what happened to Jim?
He's left the building, as they used to say when Elvis entertained.
He used to always come and go, so he's gone now for good?
Yes.
You're confirming that? How long has it been since he called in?
Probably the end of last year.
He didn't get COVID, did he?
I don't know. Jim's had a rough time. He got suspended and banned from Twitter. He's off the Feinbaum Show. I hope he's doing well. Whatever he's doing, we wish him. You know, what do they say when they get rid of somebody and they send out? They put the notice up in the coffee break place. Jim Smith has left the company, and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
That's perfect. What about I-Man? Does he ever call in anymore?
I think he called yesterday, yes.
Okay. I don't get to hear the show very much anymore. I'm busy, but I appreciate you taking my call and always enjoy the show.
You got it. Good to hear from you. John is up next. Hey, John, thanks. Good afternoon.
Am I up?
You are. Yes, you are.
Oh. Yeah, this is John in Florida. I'm going to digress real quick to the phone call about the officiating. I officiated for 20 years, and once I stopped, I found out that I was a much better official watching it on TV than I was on the floor. Basketball officiating's got to be the hardest officiating you can do.
Why?
It's quick. Well, it's everything's so quick. You're right close to it. You know, it's boom, 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 and you can see things that are happening in there that the camera doesn't see unless you're on a slow motion, a stop action. And you know, yeah, they make some bad calls now and then, but overall it's pretty good.
Hey, John, what's the toughest call to make?
The toughest call? Boy, that could be anything. Probably the block charge. The block charge, because the guy's got to have his feet on the ground, and it's real quick. I only had one game. I actually had a coach call me up after the game, and I'm like, oh, geez, what's he going to say now? You know, and he said, oh, I wanted to thank you. You got every one right. I said, I'm glad to hear that. You know, lucky me.
John, so, I know you're there to do your best, but you know, the cliches are out there. You can call something on every play, but what – I mean, how do you control your own temperament? Because, you know, sometimes you do have to swallow the whistle.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, that's an individual thing. I had to do that one time. I blew the whistle, and the coach jumped up off the bench, and I just put my hand out and I said, I got it, coach. That was a bad call. And everybody just, they stopped, and we corrected it, and away we went. And, but then I had a situation, if you'll recall, years ago when you know, you used to be able to jump, you had to wait to jump in on foul shot. And we had a meeting of all the officials and all the coaches. And it was the first game of the season. And I had it at this school. And a guy who's now the athletic director at that school up in Maryland, he went to take his foul shot, and he went like he was going to shoot it and stopped. Everybody jumped in. I blew the whistle and put the ball on the side to the other team. Coach jumps up. He says, that's not right. I said, coach. And I said it loud enough that some people could hear it. I said, coach, you sat right next to me last week in the interpretation meeting. And he looked at me and he goes, you know, you're right. And he turned around and sat back down. And, you know, you just never know.
John, does it matter if a coach is on you during the game, or do you just shake that off?
No, I would shake it off, and most guys do. Most guys do. Stan Rote, who used to do NCAA games and stuff, I was watching him one night in at the University of Baltimore. I remember we were sitting in the gym, and I had a game after that, and a guy was on him mercifully. And Stan just walked over to him and he said, look, you're not the official. I am. If you don't keep your mouth shut, I'm going to ask them to take you out of the game or take you out of the gym. And they looked at him and said, okay. And the guy just sat there and they went on about their business and he never said another word.
That's great.
So you do have to kind of swallow it sometimes. And sometimes they'll say stuff that is so stupid you start laughing. And, you know, you go about your business.
Well, that is interesting. When you watch a game now, are you yelling at the officials?
No, I see some things. Well, you can see things from the camera angle up high that you can't see on the floor sometimes. And you'll go, oh, geez, look at that. But if you put yourself in the position of the official – And you see that a lot in football, when the officials on the sideline say, what the heck kind of call was that? And you look over, and there he is on the sideline, and he's right on it. Same thing in basketball. When you're looking at it on TV, most of the time it's up high, looking down on top of it. But if you're down low, you know, eye level with the players, it's a different perspective. And if you look at the foul or what they called – from the perspective of where the official was standing at the time, you might get a little different perspective on it.
Very, very interesting. Well, thanks for the call, and you call again. I learned a lot. Joe is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul, I love your show, and I got to watch it because I want to keep up with the SEC.
Thank you.
My aunt and uncle worked at Birmingham News in the 70s and 80s, my aunt, she was a switchboard operator, and Dennis, my uncle, I would go with him sometime. He'd go to the restaurants, and he would write up, you know, reviews about it. And I just wonder if you knew them.
Yeah, I didn't get there until around 80, so it's do you know how long they were there?
No, I really don't. It's It's been years since I've seen them, but I think they was in the 80s. I really do.
So now what did they do at the restaurant?
My uncle wrote an article for Birmingham News.
Oh, yeah. Was his name Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, of course I knew him. He was the most famous guy at the newspaper. He was a legend. Absolutely.
That's great.
No, I mean, when I got there, Dennis Washburn was like, he had the best, I mean, I was a guy, I was a young guy. He reviewed restaurants. Can you imagine? I didn't have enough money to go out to eat. And I'm thinking, does this guy ever have a great job or not? He gets to go to every, the best restaurants in town and have somebody pay for it.
Yeah, I went with him several times, and of course we got the best food.
Yeah, no, now he at the time I'm pretty sure I'm hitting my brain here for 40 years of memory, but wasn't his wife's name Bunny?
No, that's his second wife.
Oh, second wife. Okay.
She had a heart attack.
Okay, well, the reason I remember that is he used to mention her in the articles, at least when I knew him, and he was an entertainment writer too. I think, was he not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he was. I would say when I got to that building in Birmingham, he was probably the best known person at the newspaper.
Glad to talk to you. I really enjoyed.
Well, that's fun. Is he still around?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't. I'm 74 years old, and I doubt if Dennis is still alive.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't think so, because to say the least, I was this was 40 years ago, and I was right out of college. And he was, I wouldn't say he was elderly, but he was certainly middle-aged. But, hey, thank you for the call, though. That was great. And just think about when if you're 23 years old and you meet a guy who is the, who gets to go, I'm not trying to complain. I got to go to the Alabama football games free, too. But, I want to act like I was deprived of opportunities to get in the best sporting events free. But that, there was just something that grabbed me about the guy that could go to any club or restaurant in town and never pick up the check. And not only that, have the best service and have the owner fawn all over him. The things you remember as a young person. We will take a break. More to come on the program. We have Moses Moody up in a few minutes. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome you back. It's great to have all of you here. And don't forget tonight, SEC Now, a recap of Pro Day, as well as a look ahead to the basketball, both with the women and the men.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we welcome you back. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Paul is in South Carolina. Hey, Paul. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Paul, how you doing, man? I called you probably about a year and a half ago, and I don't mean to be negative, but it was right around just before me and Tammy got into a big discussion back then. It might have been 2 years ago. Time flies. And I've never called back because of what happened not long after that. It shook me up. But my girls have started listening to your show. I have two daughters. They love you, Paul. I do too. I'm a Bama guy. And I'm telling you, Alabama's doing great gymnastics, you know, swimming, diving, the relay team, baseball beat Arkansas. Softball's really good again. Football, of course, with the GOAT. And basketball's great. But my girls wrote a little song for you. And if you please let them just sing it, I'd appreciate that.
How old are they?
Oh, Paul, I know they're young. They're 8 and 10. Say hi to Mr. Paul. Hey, Mr. Paul.
Hi, Mr. Paul.
Hey.
I love watching you, Paul. I'm not kidding.
I'm so excited.
Well, by all means, Paul, let them let them have their national television debut.
And we grew up in Eufaula, Alabama, home of the Bass Capital. Paul Mann, he's not a God rest his soul, but that lake is back strong, Paul. Good fishing down there. But we're in Greenville, South Carolina. Go ahead, darling.
Paul is the rest, so just take a rest, because it's Paul Feinbaum.
Who's the best, girl?
Paul Feinbaum.
Woo!
Bravo. Absolutely great. Hey, thank you very much.
You, man. Love your show, Paul. Keep it up.
Thank you, girls. You got a great dad. Thank you very much, Paul. Hey, anyone can be a star in this country. Let's go to Josh next. Hey, Josh, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm just asking, like, what's going on with Georgia? Like, we know we have the recruiting. We know we have the coaching. Like, why can't we beat Alabama?
Well, can anyone beat Alabama right now?
Well, maybe not. But, I mean, like, we have the talent. We know we do. We showed it in the national championship game a couple of years ago. And, I mean, you know, if Tua don't come in, maybe we'll win that game. But, like, why can't we win? We, you know, we have the talent. Why can't we win?
Well, this is not like a war where it's a matter of attrition. It's, you know, football is a different game every year. And if you look at the last three Alabama games, Alabama certainly should have lost one of the first two, maybe the first one. I mean, Georgia was literally rolling past them, and then the second game, the same thing happened. But the third time, even though it was close at half, Alabama was clearly better than Georgia. With that was before JT Daniel, but hey, this year could be different. I'm not suggesting that I have the answer because we're talking about a couple of different situations, but these are Kirby Smart's games with Nick Saban. He's been in every game. I think you have to give him credit for that. Unlike Mark Richt, who literally got blown out a couple of times.
Well, you know what? Given all the stuff in Georgia sports, Falcons. All that stuff, it's very depressing, but I feel good for the future. Kirby Smart feels like a very good coach, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I would not – Kirby Smart is a great coach. I wouldn't be depressed about having him in charge of your program. Hey, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. John is up next. Hey, John, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
This is Bama John.
Well, John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been trying to get to you for like 5 years. I got a lot of talking to catch up with. I was talking about Auburn. I agree with old Charles. Auburn needs a little bit of humility, if you ask me.
Well, I think Auburn's done pretty well against Alabama. I mean, I know what Barkley is saying, but I really I don't live there anymore. I only spent 30 some odd years in Alabama, but I don't believe today Auburn fans are obsessed with Alabama. I think that was an older generation, but I think Auburn fans feel pretty good about where they are right now.
Well, Paul, every time they win, they all go jagging off at the mouth, and that only infuriates us here in Bama, you know? Like every time they want to Every time the Iron Bowl come up, right for the game, they want to play the kick six. And, you know, so that's not a good game to play just for the Iron Bowl.
Well, again, I see it a little bit differently than you do.
Why you want to play kick six for the ball game, bud?
Now, John, I'm guessing you're an Alabama fan. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I make me mad, you know. You want to play, play kick six for the Iron Bowl. I mean,
my question to you, though, John, is why do you really care what Auburn fans are doing?
Well, I mean, I really don't care, but
no.
When you start playing a kick six for the ball game, that's kind of detrimental to your cause.
I mean, is it possible that the kick six still irritates you and that's why you don't want to see it?
I mean, you know, but I mean, I remember.
Well, it cost you a national championship.
Yeah, that's right. In the last one there, too. We could have made it to the playoff. We hadn't lost that game. And I watched the game. I heard a caller talking about Saban looked like a tired old man. I said, that's news to me. And I went back and watched it. I didn't get a chance to watch it. So I went back and watched it. And I didn't see Saban look tired. No.
Yeah, I tell you what, John, this is such a compelling conversation. We will continue it a little bit later, but we have to run now. We have a guest waiting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for making us all just a little bit smarter. We will take a break. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome back. We're just listening to Eric Musselman on ESPN Radio talking about Moses Moody, who has certainly been a delight for everyone to watch as Arkansas has now moved on to the Sweet 16. Moses joins us right now. And Moses, thank you for making the time. Congratulations. This must be as strange as it is, you know, being in a hotel for 3 weeks. A great moment in your life. Good afternoon, and tell us all about it.
Hey, yeah, it's definitely been just a great experience being able to make it this far in the tournament. I've been saying that since the beginning of the year when they ask about this Razorback team, what do I want them to say, and I just want them to call us winners. So that's what we're doing. We're putting on and building on our campaign, and just trying to take this thing as far as we can.
Yeah, I mean, this thing moves quickly, as everyone who follows the NCAA tournament. I mean, it was just a week ago we were talking about 68 teams, and now there's only 16 left. Does it feel different as you now have a couple of days to get ready for the weekend?
Yeah, it does. It's almost like this week that we have in between games gives us a minute to regroup, take a deep breath, and get ready for the next batch of games.
Now, Moses, I don't want to insinuate that you guys are not preparing very hard. And we've talked to Coach and other people up there, but there's an awful lot of time that you have where normally you would be going back to your place or going to class or traveling. What is it like inside that NCAA tournament bubble?
Honestly, I mean, I'm spending a lot of time in my room just doing things that I can, quarantine, watching movies and things like that, because, you know, you're not really supposed to be around as many people as possible, including your teammates, just in case something comes up. So I've just been isolating myself and just preparing for the game.
Now, I know at this point, we're a year into COVID. None of this is a big surprise that you have to be more careful, but I am curious about this. Because, I mean, we talk about basketball and on this program and all day long, and depending on where you're watching, there is conversation. Do you try to watch what people are saying, or do you simply want to block that out and concentrate on what your coach is saying and your teammates are talking about?
Yeah, I don't like to watch what people say just because you don't know how credible the sources are. I mean, anybody can say whatever they want as long as they have an iPhone or Apple, or as long as they got an Instagram page or whatever. So, I mean, I just try not to place any value in the opinions of people that don't really benefit or have much to do with my life.
Yeah, well, I would strongly recommend you not paying attention to what we do here every afternoon then, Moses. Let me ask you this, though. I know that, when you're not playing, there is always that temptation to sit in a room and watch basketball. I mean, you're a basketball player. You are curious, I'm sure. Do you watch the other games when you're not participating over the weekend?
Yeah, yes, I do. I'm still a basketball fan. You know, I still got teams that I've liked back before I was in college playing basketball. So, I mean, I'm still a fan of the game. So, I still enjoy watching and enjoying March Madness, even though I'm a part of it now.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're heading to the NBA at some point, so I'm not trying to turn you into an ESPN commentator. But I am curious, as a player, when you're watching games like last night. I mean, you guys played, on Sunday? So, you're able to, I'm sure, kick back a little bit. Do you watch the whole? I mean, are you watching everything, or are you paying more attention to the teams you grew up watching? Like last night, you had LSU, a team you're very familiar with, playing a Michigan game. Alabama was out there last night. Tell us about your experiences in watching the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a cool day, given that we handled our business and we're able to kick back and just watch the rest of the game. So that's just a good feeling to have. And, you know, I got a lot of friends that's still out here in the college basketball world. I had Zayb Jackson on Michigan and Hunter. They were playing against LSU, which is a team that's in our league that we watched a lot. So it's cool being able to have personal connections with people that you see on the TV and on the floor. Like, and even if those personal connections aren't actually – like, I actually know the person, but when you scout a team and they're in your league and you play them two or three times, it's almost like you know each and every one of those players. So it's fun to watch them go against another team outside of the league.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I thought that LSU-Michigan game was just one of the more interesting games. I mean, you kept waiting. I mean, it couldn't have been played at a higher caliber or a higher speed early in the game. I was breathless watching it. What was it like for someone who knows some personnel on both sides?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you would expect from an LSU team. A lot of offense, high-scoring game. Just playing against that Michigan team. I was really curious to see how they matched up against the. I guess they're the number one seed. So just a team that just had as much success as they have in another conference. I was just interested to see how that matches up against the SEC.
Yeah, we all fill out brackets, Moses, and now we're falling all over themselves. Do players fill out brackets, or do they just figure, let everybody else worry about that?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I did before, but I didn't fill out a bracket this year. You know, given that I'm in the tournament, I didn't feel like that was appropriate.
That's a really smart answer, because I'm sure there would be a temptation to pick Arkansas to go all the way, wouldn't there be?
Oh yeah, definitely. If I did, that would have been the outcome.
Well, right now if you had picked Arkansas to win it all, you would still be alive in the bracket. As we all know, and Coach Musselman reminded us, one of the biggest names in the industry picked Arkansas to lose in the first round. I know you heard about that. Does it matter if commentators disrespect you, or you just shake it off like you would everything else?
I mean, to be honest, I can't be mad. I can't be mad because someone has their prediction on how it's going to be. But I mean, I can't take that as disrespect or whatever. But I mean, it's as simple as if you bet against us, then you're wrong. So that doesn't. I can't be that mad about it. Just you choose to be wrong at a certain point. We just gonna continue to be bracket busters to those who bet against us.
Yeah, and surprisingly, you're going up against a team that has literally shattered every bracket this weekend. I know you have great respect for them, but does it matter where somebody is seated at this point? You're in the Sweet 16, after all.
Yeah, they might as well go and erase the numbers on the side of the name at this point in the tournament, because if you made it to the Sweet 16, then you're legit, you're solidified, and you're supposed to be here.
Moses, before you go, can you think beyond the next game? I mean, everybody is different. I mean, you know, you're not far away from the golden prize of it all. But does coach stress, or do you just internally try to discipline yourself? Okay, we have a game coming up. Let's deal with that, then we'll get ready for the next one.
Yeah, I personally just try to focus on the task at hand, given that there's so many variables that can change. About that next game, because I mean that they still have another game to play, so you don't even know who you're playing against, and you still have a game to play, so you don't know if you'll be playing. So it's just so many variables that can change between here and then. So I just think it's easier to focus on the task at hand.
Hey, listen, I know you're on a tight schedule. You play Saturday at 6:25 against ORU, and we will all be watching. And congratulations on what everyone would admit is just a phenomenal season. You've been recognized by so many different groups as one of the top players in not only the SEC, but in the country. Congratulations, and all the best this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that and all the support.
You got it. We're pulling for you. Thanks, Moses. Moses Moody joining us, and it's great to have him on as he gets ready for Saturday night. We will take a break. We still have Andrea Gallo on the latest in the LSU caper. Another shoe has fallen. This time a president of a university is out because of what he didn't do in Baton Rouge. That makes three. We'll get her take. And Stuart Mandel on the top coaches in America a little bit later on.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And there's basketball going on right now in the women's tournament in San Antonio, Iowa, the 5 seed leading Kentucky, the number 4. 58-39. That game is in the third quarter. We'll update you a little bit later on when it goes final. And we're all back here now, and great to have you with us. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And Ricky is up next. Hey, Ricky. Thank you. Good afternoon. Hey, Ricky. You there? Ricky, I did not hear you, so I will try another caller here. JB is up next. Hey, JB. Make sure I'm connected. Let me try another one. 0-2. I can't afford to go 0-3. Let's go to Clyde next. Hey, Clyde. I would say we officially have a problem here. Guys, you have any idea what's going on? Let me try to hit a couple of buttons here and see if we can reconnect. I love live television. Okay, I am going to try one more time and see if anybody can hear me here. Ricky, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. All right. Sorry about that.
All good. So I heard someone say one time when John Petty's hitting his shot, no one in basketball can beat us. After last night's performance, what do you got to say about that? Is Bama legit this year, or are we just making a run?
No, I mean, Ricky, I think Bama is extremely legit. I just think it's going to come down to what happens later in the tournament. I felt from once I saw the pairings, the brackets, I thought Alabama was going to the Final Four. Now the question is, I think they can get there, but can they get past Gonzaga? That's really what I think most experts have wondered.
Yeah. So right now we're taking it one step in a game. We're looking at UCLA next. And I agree with the announcer last night saying that if UCLA started, had more games this season, they'd be a higher seed. and they had a great game last night also. But if we can get through them and we stay hot from three like we showed last night, I think we got Gonzaga matched up just as well as anyone else.
I think the other side, I mean, I was impressed with Michigan last night, but I mean, clearly you saw in the first half, Michigan is beatable. I mean, LSU had them gasping for in the first 10, 15 minutes of the game. Seth Greenberg was here yesterday, and he likes Florida State on the other side of that. So I think Alabama is going to get out of that regional. It just really comes down to what happens after that. And, you know, last night was just phenomenal. Absolutely an amazing performance.
I agree. I think we're the champion school, and we're about to follow up with the football team. But I want to put everyone to know that we're here today, and we're gonna be a winning.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's check in with Logan next. Hey, Logan. Here we go again.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
Are you good with me? First time caller.
Okay. Well, Logan, what's on your mind?
I watch you every day, baby. Hey, I want to ask you if I want a defensive player in basketball and defense in Alabama.
Yeah, Logan, I'm not sure we're making a lot of headway on that call. We'll try another one. Clyde is up next. Hello, Clyde.
Yes, can you hear me, Paul?
I can. Sound great.
Paul, I just want to make one quick reference to a referee. Refereeing?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. I just one quick humor kind of thing. I was told by a ref, I was told by a fan, he said, you got that call wrong. He said, I know, but I ain't going to change it.
Well, yeah, to me, that's stubborn. I think no matter what you do, you have to have some flexibility.
Right. And he was joking, by the way.
I bet he was.
And
so were you. Let me try JB again. Hey, JB, you are next on the air. Congratulations.
I mean, Paul, someone needs to throw everybody a lifeline. We have had some miserable callers, have we not?
Exactly.
I mean, Lord. Anyway, you know, you and I have been talking for a long time about golf and Alabama basketball. And, of course, the Masters is almost here, but I want to talk really importantly about one thing. You know, at the beginning of the year, Nato benched John Petty. And, you know, really could tell he wasn't a leader like he was supposed to be. Last night, how awesome was it to see him come back alive? I was almost in tears of just watching John play like John's supposed to play. How good is that?
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, what you want to do is, you know, this is a cliche from the book of cliches, but you want to play your best basketball in March, and that was the best you can play. I mean, Alabama was lights out after a pretty average performance on Saturday. It was incredible to watch, and anyone who has doubted Alabama in the past was simply run over yesterday.
So I've got Final Four hotels. You know, I've booked, and I guess I'm going to go. I've never got, you know, obviously I got to see you at the SEC championship a couple times, but I've never been to the Final Four. Been to Lucas Oil though, and that place is pretty big. I don't know. Are you going to go, or are you going to leave me hanging this time?
I am going to wait. But right now I have not made any plans, but I don't think it's going to be that tough to get in. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We will talk again before the Final Four, which is in a week and a half. More to come, including a new look at what's happening in Baton Rouge and the top 25 college football coaches in the country coming up next.